when it comes to breach of bail conditions, those bail conditions can be very stringent. They can be where an offender stays, who they can associate with, who they can't associate with, the times they can be out, where they can be out. If you have those guidelines in place, you have a far better chance of them not recommitting an offence than if they're able to run open slather. Breach of bail isn't an offence. So you can understand the frustration of a police officer when they know that a crime is going to occur because they know who the offender is, they know where they're heading, and until they commit that offence, there is no crime. That's the flaw in the system that has to be repaired. We'll look at everything, and I note that trial, and again, we won't stand in the way of it. But I want an answer to the question, why wouldn't breach of bail be an offence? There's not a single police officer who'll tell you that the government's getting it right. And I think the vast majority of Queenslanders wouldn't think that's the right thing. And I can certainly tell you the vast majority of people who've fallen victim to crime wouldn't agree with it. So why is it? Is it because it's the only suggestion that we said we would die in the ditch on? Is that what it is? Has it come to the fact that politics has outweighed an outcome? Or is there something that we're not understanding on a political front? I don't know.